Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend, along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm doing all right. Leaving off talking about, the local football teams.
Yep.
The Jets with a big win as they go into the bye week. Mm-hmm. They won against the Chargers 27-21. Excuse me. Talk a little Giants. Talk a little bit about what's going on in the rest of this week in the NFL.
Okay.
Give a little update on the NFL, the NBA lockout. Talk a little baseball with the World Series between Cardinals and the Rangers.
Mm-hmm.
And to end it off, talk a little sports entertainment. Talk about huge TNA news and also WWE as they have the Vengeance interview coming tonight. So,
yep.
Like a busy day. So let's kick off with the Jets. So the Jets, they of course won 27-21. They were losing most of the game. It was kind of reminiscent of last week's game. They started off slow and ugly, and then afterwards in the second half, they turned it up. And, you got to give credit to Mark Sanchez, classical burst with three touchdowns. Darrell Revis, like two weeks in a row with a key interception. Last week it was the 100 yard touchdown interception,
mm-hmm.
and today was the 67 yard interception, which led to the go ahead field goal. I mean, which led to a touchdown. I should
touchdown,
say.
Yeah.
And Jets was trailing. They were trailing into the second half, and you know they pulled it out.
Yeah, defense. Their defense shut down the Chargers, and Chargers came in hot, man. Chargers were like 4-2, and their offense just couldn't do anything against that Jets defense in the second half.
Oh yeah. And the Chargers, they were playing ugly. They had 13 penalties, 12 of them with the defense.
Yep.
And they played as horribly as you could in the second half.
Yeah, this is a team that usually doesn't make many mistakes, the Chargers, but today it looked like they were working on ice in the second half.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they had like a bunch of three and outs and interceptions. I mean, it was ugly, and they tried to come back, you know, Rivers tried to go for that Hail Mary, but no one seemed to be going downfield to try to get this, you know, comeback win again, cuz Chargers, they blew this game, you know, they
Yeah.
You got credit, you know, the Jets' tenacity there.
Yeah, like I said, you know, the Jets' defense shut them down, and Burris, he had a breakout game, 3 TDs today, so congrats
yep.
to him.
Yeah, definitely his best game as a Jet, no doubt about it. Last
yeah.
week there was a little rumblings, you know, because he wasn't getting that much, he wasn't really being targeted. And when he did get targeted, he fumbled the ball. So, you know, it's a good win for the Jets, and now they're going to the bye week.
Yep.
You know, and when they come back, they're gonna play against Buffalo and New England. So, gonna be crazy.
Yeah, those will be some competitive games coming up. So, you know, they got to get their rest. Be ready for the Bills and then the Patriots next. Yeah, they did a good job today. Good defense.
And what's up with your Giants?
Giants are off today. They have the bye week. So next week they play the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins won today, did they?
No, they lost. Tim Tebow capped off a miraculous comeback as well.
Oh,
I think he threw two TDs and tied the game with like less than 2 minutes ago, and they kicked a 250. The kicker kicked a 52-yard field goal to win the game in overtime.
Oh, wow. So the Dolphins, they lose again. So next week we face still a team that hasn't won a game yet. And I hope they don't get the first one against us.
Yep. I hope you whoop their butt, and hopefully we'll extend it also.
I hope so.
Never we face them again.
You never want a team that hasn't won a game to win their first one against
hungry.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel too in baseball. I mean, or sports. You know, when you actually have a good team,
mm-hmm.
you face that team in the finals or the Super Bowl or the World Series or Stanley Cup or whatever.
Yeah.
So you don't want to face a team that never won, because you know that the players are hungry.
Yep.
The fans are hungry for that, and you don't want to be the first, you know, team or person to. You know, make history, bad history.
Yeah, hopefully the G-men don't have a letdown. Usually they have letdowns after the after their bye week. So I hope next week they come out prepared and ready to beat down on those Dolphin fishies.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully it won't look like
fish.
Sweetest fish. Hopefully, the Giants won't look like they have two bye weeks off.
Yeah. Yeah, hopefully, you know, they get up and they're ready to play next week.
Yep.
They're leading the division right now. They've been playing real good, you know. And they got this, the wide receiver, Cruz, he's looking real good for them. So hopefully they can keep up and keep playing good. Play some good defense like they've been playing the last few weeks. And like I said, beat up on these Swedish fishies, you know. Don't deserve to win.
You got to stop talking about those Swedish fishes, man. You make me hungry, man.
Me, I'm thinking of them right now. I think I... Halloween, man. Candy time.
And trick or treat is the NBA lockout.
Oh, yeah. Do you notice there's no fans aren't even, like, mad that the NBA season is not starting. Like, no one even cares. That just tells you something about the NBA season, about the NBA in general, you know.
That's exactly how I feel. You're right. I feel like I'm the only person that actually cares that this lockout is going on.
Because, like, NBA, it's not like NFL or baseball. It's not, like, part of America's – it's not America's sport, like,
yeah.
You know.
And you know what's funny? You know why it's like that? It's because, you know, there's not parity in the league, you know. The big teams, I mean, the big money teams, with the exception of the Knicks, I mean, they are – well, you could also say Spurs is an exception also, because Spurs, you know, they're not a big market team. But what I'm trying to say.
And these players, they're making millions of dollars and, you know, fuck them. Pardon my French.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, that, you know, darn, I hope I didn't lose my train of thought moment there. Yeah, there's no parity. So, yes, here it is. They're predictable. You know the teams. You've got a good point guard. You've got a good center. You've got a star player. You got a shot to win. Some of these teams, you know, they just got one star player. You know, all these, there's like 30 teams and, you know, a lot of mediocre at best teams.
Right.
I mean, you can predict most of the times what teams are going to make the postseason.
Yeah.
No, Celtics is always gonna be there. You know, Mavs is gonna be there. They finally won it this year or last year, which I guess you could count it this year too, because of how it sounded. Then they might not even play this season.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, Lakers are gonna be in there, whether they choke in the first round or not. You know, they're always gonna be there.
Yeah.
Heat's gonna be there with LeBron. You know, it's gonna be, you know, it's pretty much, it's predictable.
That's why, and
the funny thing is, the Spurs owner is one of the guys who doesn't want to make any changes to the thing. I mean, as a matter of fact, he does. He wants it to be more parity, because even though they're, you know, they draft well, I guess he feels that, you know, he's at a disadvantage with all the bigger salary teams.
Yeah, but then again, there's a salary cap in basketball, so.
Yeah, they wanted to make a hard cap, but they backed off the, so far from what I'm hearing, they backed off the hard cap because. The NBA players don't want any part of it.
Man, I think it's good. I don't think there should be a salary cap in basketball.
I don't think so either.
Doesn't make any sense.
Cause it's like a wannabe. It's like a hybrid of the MLB one and the NFL one.
I know.
Because the MLB, you spend the money, you spend it like NBA, like MLB, but unfortunately, the more money you spend, the more problems you're really going to have because there's a salary cap, and you know that's going to prevent you from you know getting other great players because you're over the cap, and you're gonna want people, you know, veteran guys, to take the veteran exception to come to your team.
Right.
That doesn't happen, you know. You know, you're pretty much gonna be a decent team with a high salary, but you don't have the extra pieces that will put you over the top to make you a championship contending team.
Yep, I agree.
And that's what it looks like the problem with the Knicks right here. I mean, who knows what the salary cap is going to be this year. I mean, Knicks have two star players. I mean, the dream of them getting three superstar players, it looks like it's going to be dead because, I mean, who knows what the salary cap is going to be.
Yeah, I mean, and I wanted to see how the season would turn out with Melo playing the full season with the Knicks, but if we might have to wait another year for that to see that.
Yeah.
Really, it's really ridiculous.
And
but then again, there's no one protesting about the lockout right now.
No, nobody is.
No one cares.
Yeah, nobody really cares. I mean, the people who really watch NBA, they're going to be watching the NFL.
Yeah.
And maybe just a fraction of the few who's watching hockey. But generally speaking,
they don't give a damn.
People, they don't really give a damn.
And rightfully so, you know, these million-dollar athletes and their greed and these owners. And, you know, they're showing off their houses on these stupid shows. Dating high-profile actresses.
Yeah, it's billionaires versus millionaires, pretty much.
Yeah. Screw you, LeBron. I don't care if you're not making any money this season.
He pretty much said that at the end of the when he got eliminated. He was saying that pretty much he was saying like the haters, you know, they could hate on him because at the end of the day, he's still gonna be successful. And
yeah,
I'm paraphrasing. He said something to that, you know, to that extent.
He's rubbing it in our faces.
Yeah. I guess he's the modern day Ted DiBiase.
Fucking crap. All of them, they could go to hell.
Well, before they go, can they at least bring the Knicks a championship? But yeah, man, I'm for whatever it's gonna help the Knicks. You know. As soon as the Knicks could get in, you know, become an NBA champion, that's what I care about.
Yeah, whenever that is.
whenever that is. But who's running the Knicks anyway? I think it's Glenn Grunwald. I think. I think he's the guy who's running the Knicks, I think.
General manager? I have no idea.
Because Donnie Walsh left. And I think he was the assistant GM. And I think they were looking for a GM, but I don't know if he's going to be the GM. I mean, I have no idea what's going on with the Knicks organization.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, they should just give the guy his ability. Because the rumor is that he wanted to name his successor, which most likely would have been Chris Mullin, but they didn't want to give it to him, so he, quote-unquote, wink-wink, retired. But just a couple of months ago, they were saying that he wants to be a GM again, but, of course, not with the Knicks.
Of course not. Better not be.
So keep your eyes, and ears tuned to that, you know, because
yeah,
they should never let that guy go, walk away like that.
Yeah.
Knicks is
cool. Well.
Hopefully, by some miracle, they could assemble a team that plays hard, that has the heart, you know, that the 90s Knicks had.
Or great defense.
And bring that championship swagger that the 70s Knicks had, and hopefully, you know, bring pride and respect and some championships, or at least one, back to the Garden. Right.
One in my lifetime.
Rightfully deserves to be. Been too long.
Hey, let's just hope and pray.
Yeah, I know. That's all.
Seen
we
that
could
for
do
years.
Right. That's all we could do right now, man.
Well, I can tell you this. It was not going to happen this season.
Yeah. I don't think there'll be a rematch of 99, even though you know, we are in a lockout. And it looks like the best case scenario is that the season starts, you know, like a 50-game season like how they did in 99. But
yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen either. But
I don't see it.
Just, you know, pray that happens. But I guess we'll switch gears quickly to the MLB. Cardinals are in the World Series.
Yep.
And Texas Rangers are also. Yep, and Texas Rangers are also in the World Series as well. And St. Louis knocked off Brewers in the 1982 rematch of the World Series in the NLCS. And the Texas Rangers eliminated the Tigers. So here's the matchup in the World Series. St. Louis leads 2-1 after they scored 16 runs in the World Series, which is a franchise record for the Cardinals. And Albert Pujols, he didn't hit one, not two, but three home runs yesterday.
He had a monster game last night.
Yeah, man, this guy's untouchable right now.
I think
he set a record for total bases, I think 15 or 16.
Yeah.
Some ridiculous number.
Well, you know, in that stadium, in Rangers Stadium, man, there's going to be a lot of balls flying all over the place. So I expected that to happen.
Nah, you know what? I thought Texas would have, you know, once they won that, they came back from game two and won in the ninth. They had like an amazing comeback win. I mean, St. Louis was leading 1-0, you know, in the ninth, bottom of the ninth, and top of the ninth, and they scored the tying and the winning run on sacrifice flies, and they retired the Cardinals at home, and I thought they would have had the momentum coming back home and, you know, winning the series in Texas, but
yeah.
Yeah, that ain't gonna, St. Louis said that ain't gonna happen. So, like this series, now Rangers are praying that the series goes back to St. Louis again because they blew a huge opportunity to, you know, step on the head of this Cardinal Giant team right now. And I don't know about you, man. This is like so reminiscent of the 06 team. I don't know how this team does it. I know they have Pujols. Carpenter is not doing. Carpenter, I think, is hurt. If I'm not mistaken. Or wait, is he hurt? There was another pitcher.
I think so. I'm not sure.
There was somebody in their pitching staff that's hurt. I'm not sure if it's Carpenter. But
he has pitched good this postseason, though.
Yeah, he has. He pitched great game one.
Yep.
But what was I gonna say? Oh, right. Yes. This Cardinals team is very reminiscent of the 06 team, and you know they look like they're gonna win it. But I don't know about you, being honest. To be honest with you, this team is kind of scrubby. I mean, other than Pujols.
They got hot at the right time. Yeah.
Exactly, just like on 06. Other than Pujols, I mean, they don't have a team that really scares anybody.
No, they don't.
I mean,
they do have Holiday and
Holiday's okay. I mean, Holiday's not that great. I mean, Holiday's a decent player. I mean, he's going to pay superstar money, but
yeah.
Holiday's like Jason Bay. He's a very good player, but he's not like a superstar player.
Right.
But it looks like Cardinals is going to do it again. So,
I still think Regis can come back.
Yeah, they could. I mean, if they win tonight, you know, the series is even. I'll change my that could definitely change my mind. But switching quickly to sports entertainment, WWE is going to have the Vengeance event tonight.
Yep.
And most likely Cena is going to lose that title to Alberto Del Rio. Because there's rumors saying that WWE wised up and they're going to make the Rock-Cena match most likely a non-title match. And because it would make the outcome less predictable. Because when you think about it, Rock versus Cena for the title, you know there's a strong chance that Cena's going to win the title. That gives Cena a bigger chance for Cena winning. Because Cena's most likely going to win anyway, even though I'm first pulling for The Rock. And I hope Rock wins, but storyline purposes, it's most likely they're gonna want Rock, you know, to put over Cena like he did with Brock Lesnar and Angle and, you know, these other wrestlers, you know, the younger wrestlers who came up at that, you know, when Rock was, you know, getting established. So
exactly.
Even though Cena's already, dare I say, a 12-time champion and a 10-time WWE champion, I mean, it sounds weird just saying that, but I guess they want to give, you know, Cena that extra credibility to give him that legendary status.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what's most likely going to happen. And, damn, Cena keeps getting the title, losing it, winning it back, losing it, winning it back. I mean, come on now.
Yeah, I mean, the title don't even mean anything anymore.
It's ridiculous.
It's a joke. And switching to Mark Henry versus Big Show. They're gonna fight for the title. I mean, nobody really cares about that thing. But I gotta give Mark Henry credit. He's really, you know, pulling the Clubber Lang gimmick well.
Yeah.
He looks unstoppable.
Yeah, and he's He's one of the few villains that, you know, that you're interested in, you know.
Yeah. I mean, before this run, no one really cared about Mark Henry. Let's face it.
Yeah, he was a joke.
He was a joke. The sexual chocolate gimmick.
Yep.
And, you know, he's had this gimmick before, but he's never been this dominant before.
Yep. Exactly.
I mean, it really suits him.
Yeah, they should have did this a long time ago with him.
Yeah, and his mic skills are actually getting better now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, congratulations to him. I don't know how he's going to lose it. Yeah, probably to Orton. Maybe to Orton eventually, I don't know. Or I don't think Daniel Bryan's going to beat him at WrestleMania.
Nah.
Even though he got the title. I mean, the Money in the Bank. Yeah, let me switch the sign quickly. James Storm, he won the TNA World title at Impact. Congratulations to him, but it really ruined the Bobby Roode storyline. I don't know if you've been following it.
Nah, I haven't watched TNA. Well, I've seen some of that, but I haven't been watching, like, all of it.
Yeah, Bobby Roode, he won Bound for Glory, which is, like, the TNA's version of WrestleMania.
Oh.
And, he was winning. He was sent to fight against Angle, which he did fight on Sunday. So Angle, who's part of Immortals, which is Hulk Hogan's faction, they had him fight. They had him fight. You know, his teammate from Fortune. Every week he kept fighting anyone. They were really billing on the character. The fans were pulling for him. They were saying he deserved it. But they really screwed him last week. I mean, Angle hated to win, and they pretty much ruined all the momentum this guy had. So then this week, they had him, Angle came out with this BS story that the contract he can't get a rematch. So they made Boo's teammate from Beer Money, Lance Storm. I mean, not Lance Storm. Storm. Against Engel, and Engel won the title.
Right.
So pretty much they ruined that whole storyline. Hogan's a good guy again.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'll see you guys next week. Ian McCauley. See you guys later. We'll talk more
later. See you later.